In an episode of a show called The Good Place, two humans who have died and find themselves in a purgatory of sorts are tasked with teaching an immortal being named Michael about ethics. As rudimentary as it sounds, it proves to be a challenge, because without having any concept of life or death, it's hard for Michael to understand the implicit value of life. He struggles to imagine what it would be like for one's time to be limited. After trying all sorts of ways to get this lesson to stick, the humans eventually are able to simulate what it feels like by giving Michael something that is later taken away. In this loss, he experiences a sadness that he's never felt before. One of the humans, Eleanor, then points out what his despair can teach him about what it's like to be human. That the very loss he's feeling is what defines human existence. That death informs life and brings meaning to all that we do. And so, she says to Michael, we humans are a little bit sad all the time. That's just part of the deal. If you try to ignore your sadness, it just ends up leaking out of you. That line, we're a little bit sad all the time, stuck with me. Not that we're always sad necessarily, but that the possibility of loss is always in the background for us. We can be in an incredible moment of joy, appreciating the people we're with or the experience we're having. Then all of a sudden we can be overtaken with the thought of losing it. And then our happiness is mixed with sadness. Good Friday is a service spent in the sadness. We witness human cruelty, vulnerable, precious life, stripped, beaten, abused, defiled, and killed. It's a service that represents harsh realities of life that we can't get away from. Not that all death and loss is intentionally afflicted or preventable. There are accidents, illness, aging, and consequences of the natural order. But they are all the more challenging when, like at the cross, people hurt and destroy what is innocent and holy, or treat carelessly that which is fragile and finite. That someone would hasten to end the precious life of one of God's children, like they did to our Lord, is hard to dwell upon and heavy to bear. Jesus was a brilliant, beautiful young man, an inspiration to those who knew him, someone children looked up to, someone who gave people their lives back, showing them what it meant to be fully alive, showing them how to live in communion with God and each other. He was a son and a friend. His life is one we all would want to follow into old age. His ministry was just beginning, and it ended needlessly and brutally. We have a hard time with this, and we should. We have a hard time when we see transgressions like this in our world, and we should. We have a hard time with death of all kinds, even when it's at the end of a good, long life. And we should, because we are not made for suffering, and we are not made for death. Even though it is part of this life on earth, we are not made for death, because God has made us for eternity. We are made for eternity and perfect relationship with God and others. And that is why we are so sad when life is experienced otherwise. When we experience this sadness, there's not something wrong with us. Our feeling disturbed is the body, mind, and spirit's reaction to something that we're not meant for. In a way, our experience of suffering and death is like the experience of a fish out of water. In water, the fish has no problem because it's made to live in it. Out of water, it flails and reacts, knowing that something is not right. In time, infinitude, in the face of suffering, sin, and death, we are the fish out of water. We somehow manage to adapt and learn to live through it, but it makes us sad. Now, it can be hard to believe we're made for eternity when horrible things happen and when we see literal and metaphorical death all around us. We do not often see our eternal reality as clearly as we see our earthly reality. But Jesus gave his life to pull back the curtain that separates the finite and the eternal and show us that there is something more. We are made for something more. And though in this life we only get glimpses of it, one day we will be surrounded by it, swimming in it. We will be where we are meant to be. Today, let us recognize our sadness, our not being okay with death and suffering of Jesus or anyone, as a sign that we are made for something more. We should be sad, but we don't have to be sad all the time, because suffering and death are not our ultimate reality. Until we meet that reality and are face to face with God and all whom we love and all that we love, we can do what we can to narrow the gap between heaven and earth, between the water we're meant to be swimming in and the harsh air we flail in. We can do what we can to mitigate the distance between our joy and our sadness. Today, we don't have to ignore the sadness or try to hold it in. Let us weep with Jesus who wept for our world. Let us kneel at his cross and let it sink in. Let our tears and sorrow be a sign of who we are and whose we are and what we're made for. Amen.